This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, it just really makes me feel good, and that's what it's all about. No, I enjoy when I see you in there talking with each other, having a conversation, even though I'm talking. But it's okay. At least you're on task and you're not talking about other stuff. And I actually pick up ideas from what you guys are saying there as well. Our Matt Blackman from Baltimore will join us after the first break tonight. Always have a good time when Corey is on with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the third hour, we are going to talk about the president's speech and some of the key points. You know, one of the things that really I got a kick out of today, and I know there's a whole bunch of good stuff in there, but the one that most got me most excited, when he was talking about the steps he would take against North Korea, and they really weren't steps. It was just like, you know, we'll just annihilate you. I mean, I guess that's one step. And everybody was up in arms about it on the left. Oh, it's not the way you talk to him. It's not the way you do it. They did the same thing with Reagan. When Reagan told Gorbachev to tear down the wall, they were out of their minds. This is going to make our relations worse. This is going to make this worse. This is going to make... Guess what happened? The wall came down. And they're all saying, no other president has done this before. No other president is talking to North Korea or any other group like this. Blah, 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 blah. They have no clue. They have no clue as to what they're talking about, or what I refer to as they have selective recall. Seriously. So we're gonna expose their selective recall. So we've done this story before, or stories like this. And now a college program will help students cope with, you ready for this one? If you're driving, don't turn into a tree or anything. I want you to be good here. No, it's toxic masculinity. That's right. So Missouri State University, or MSU, or the state of Missouri, or misery, whatever you want to call it. I know. I'm going to get shot on that one, aren't I? Okay.
No, not for me.
No, all right. So Missouri State University has created a program to help men tackle toxic masculinity, citing the rising levels of depression, anxiety, and mental health concerns among male students. Funny how they didn't talk about, there's not a lot of talk on college campuses about screen time on your smartphone leading to higher numbers in depression, suicidal thoughts, and that kind of thing. I guess you won't hear that. The program called Men Addressing Social Construction, or MASC, is a collaborative effort launched by university officials to facilitate student dialogue and help men and male-identifying students to appreciate the impact toxic masculinity has had on their lives. The coordinator of multicultural programs and LGBT student service, Matthew Banks, told a local news source that students are struggling with things in a system like toxic masculinity, which he defined as the pervasive idea that punishes men who are feminine or experience feminine tendencies. That's really funny because we were just talking about this the other night, growing up in the 70s, and you know the joke was that, you know, Frank is getting in touch with his feminine side, right? All we did was nobody beat on them. Nobody harassed them. Nobody kept them from doing those kind of things. And I love these people who think they're going to want to live in utopia where nobody says anything offensive. Everything is accepted. Nothing is a problem. It's never going to happen. You have 8 billion people on the planet. You're going to bring everybody in line? Are you serious? You're kind of full of yourself, aren't you? God, it's just amazing. Additionally, Banks argued that the identity-based approach was necessary to address the issue and help things get better, noting that while the program aims to address men and masculinity, the organizers didn't want this to be a men's program. Okay. So, God, I got to have a field day with this. So how do they deal with color issues? Right? You don't necessarily have to be black to deal with black issues. You can identify as black and it'll be fine. You could have grown up in Beverly Hills in a white neighborhood, but if you later on decide to identify as black, somebody from the quote-unquote hood, that's going to work out too? Come on. How about a little common sense here? So really it was intentionally built for men, but for masculine people, because toxic masculinity affects you whether you are designated as a man at birth. No, whether you have an X or Y chromosome at birth. How's that? I'm tired of hearing you're designated, like the doctor decided what you were. I told you I want to change the terminology. I'm okay with this. Let them do away with man and woman if that makes them happy. Now you have to be an X or Y, because you can't play with that. You're either X or Y. And in that very minor .00010100001, you may have a bad chromosome in there somewhere. It's not even a number that can be scientifically accepted, if you would. Participation in the program's first two discussion groups, each of which meet weekly for 8 weeks, is by invitation, with Banks reporting that a couple students who identify as agender but are masculine of center. Listen to what they're doing here. They think See, this is, I've said this to you, and the Bible says this, that the educated are really idiots. It doesn't say that exactly. That's Joe's version of it. But, you know, common sense is going to confound the educated, and that's what's happening here. They have to come up with these words and these terminologies to identify things or make you believe something means something so it fits their narrative and not reality. Now, if somebody really can explain to me, somebody who identifies as agender but are masculine of center, I would love that. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. I got to go throw up. We'll be back in a minute with Corey Duncan. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
The pub, meantime. Oh, I know what happened. We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Apparently, headsets go dead in the middle of a show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there as well. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. I really do. Anyway, if you go to the website, I want your website. If you go to the website, I want you to give me your email address. Every week we send out an email or two. And what we do is, you know, I send you who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing. Yeah, I do have things there you can buy. We sell and you can buy, but you don't have to buy them. You're not locked in. You can ignore them, just go to the stories. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562, or head up to the website. Always good stuff going on there as well. You got smarter people than I in the chat room. They're on the website. The same thing on the Facebook page. On the Facebook page. Okay, so it looks like Corey passed out again, maybe. But we were doing... I can stay with the story because this is great. I'm loving this. You know, the University of Missouri has decided to deal with your toxic masculinity, which I think is hilarious. So when did masculinity become toxic? And what does that really mean? I mean, we've done this story before, or stories like this before. And then, not only is it not masculinity, right? How can it be masculine if you're a female? Or you're agender? Because if you're agender, you don't identify as any gender, right? Now, Banksley's one of the group... leads one group, while Dean of Students Thomas Lane leads another group composed of members of the Student Government Association and its Senate. Lane notably said that he was eager to join and stated that the group's intent was to help men learn, bond, and do self-workaround areas for social justice. The heck is a self-workaround area? I don't get it. You're looking too manly? They don't want you to look that manly or something? I don't even know. Further, MASC will focus on helping men be more vulnerable, according to Banks, who said that will help students when they go into the real world and have to build relationships outside of MSU. Now, think about this. This is somebody teaching real-world experiences that's never been in the real world. Because I don't know how becoming more vulnerable makes it easier for you to cope in the real world. Because in the real world... you're nothing but prey the more vulnerable you become. Are you talking about sales and areas like that? My God. You're going to open yourself up so everybody knows how you feel? Good, you do that. While you're doing that, I'm going to sell the crap right around you. Out from around you. I mean, it's just crazy what they're teaching these kids. They really want, you know, they really want a softer, gentler world. Seriously? Is they really think that that's what they get with this? Because they're not. They're going to get a bunch of kids that are going to shut down every time they get a hangnail. Right? You got people that think it's okay not to go to school or go to work or go wherever else because they get a little sniffle in the morning. Now, Campus Reform, where the story came from, so they reached out to the organizers on several occasions, but they never got back to them. But when you see stuff, every spidey antenna, whatever, on the back of your head should pop up when you see stories like this or you hear topics like this being discussed at the college level. Because I don't care who you are, how smart you are, how much you think you got it together, this stuff has got to throw you for a loop. Wow. Let's see, what else we got? I got a whole bunch of stories here that I can have some fun with. Oh, here's one. Here's a good one for you. This ought to set you on fire, and not in a good way. Students are offered extra credit to determine their level of white privilege. That's right. Don't you love it? So students in the sociology class at San Diego State can earn extra credit if they take a quiz to determine their level of white privilege. Will I still get the extra credit if I just tell them what my level is, you think? I mean, like off the charge, maybe? Professor Day Elliott offered the option to her sociology class, sociology class students, a white privilege checklist that includes 20 questions that aim to illustrate that racial privilege is one form and only one form of privilege. Now, some of the questions included, I can choose blemish cover or bandages in flesh color and have them more or less match my skin. Yeah, I don't know about that. But even so, don't they, now they have Band-Aids in several shades, do they not? I've been there. I think it's a kick. They have very, uh-oh. Obviously, producer Tammy would like to say something, and she doesn't look happy.
I just have a question. Does this mean that the students of color aren't able to earn extra credit?
Oh, yeah, huh? That would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't seem very fair to me. Or are they really going to ask a student of color to determine their level of white privilege?
Well, you think they'll give them extra credit for something? They have to give them extra credit for something. Otherwise, somebody's going to scream about how bad this is, right?
Maybe there's a color privilege test they can take.
Go. I'm liking this already.
Maybe, I don't know.
Should I take the color privilege test, you think? Because I'm not totally white.
Just I know. Ask. Well, neither am I. I should take the color privilege test.
Yeah, you got.
I could probably take both tests.
Come on, really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, well, you can take the Indian test, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Native American something-something test, whatever it's called.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that one.
You can call the school and find out.
Yeah, anyway, that was my question.
That was it?
Yeah, that's all I wanted to know.
That wasn't exciting.
Sorry.
Oh, but that's right. You know, you think about that. I wonder if they will get, if they do get, maybe they have some kind of alternative. That would be the right thing to do. Because they're such righteous people, right? Anyway. Yeah, I guess we're not going to get him. That's all right. We'll keep going. I always do. Where was I? Oh, we're talking about the, oh, yeah. So, yeah. I got to read the rest of these questions. I mean, they're great. One of the questions is, I'm not made acutely aware that my shape, bearing, or body odor will be taken as a reflection of my race. The heck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Right?
Your white privilege showing.
Yeah. Well, no. What's really funny, yeah, see, the fact that you don't know shows you how much white privilege you have. No. Seriously. You know, I'm going to tell you what a bunch of fools these people are, right? So, when I was growing up, right, we were considered white, I guess. And we are anyway, through the regular normal Italians are. But we were always made fun of being, you know, greaseballs and smelly and stinky and all this other stuff. Right? You know, we were always perceived as being just smelly workers. Greaseballs. Guineas. You want to check on? I'm sure we'll see your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. More grease on the other side of the break, I guarantee it. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back in a minute when I hit all the right buttons. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just conversing with each other. That's always good, too. I steal some of your ideas. I steal some of your thoughts, so it's pretty cool, pretty good. And, you know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, people you really can't stand. Tell them about the show. Tell them it's a real squishy, soft, left-leaning show and see if we can pop some eyeballs. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so if you head over to the website, again, I want your email address. I send an email once a week. And in that email, I simply, you know, I let you know the shows that we're going to have on, what we're going to be talking about, the guests and what have you. So maybe it'll help you. Maybe it won't. I don't know. So we're talking about the students that were offered extra credit to determine their level of white privilege. Some of the questions I think are hilarious. I can be late to a meeting without having the lateness reflect on my race. Yeah, I love this. This is just so funny. You know what? Here's the funny thing about it. We have gone to, I don't know, predominantly black or Hispanic churches forever. And it's not because I like black churches. I just, you know, the churches I went to just happen to be. One church I went to, very large congregation. And I wish what's his name was on, because I think this would be hilarious to talk about. And I remember them always saying, I'd show up for a meeting. And I'm telling you that if you walked into the church on a Sunday morning, you could find us, I'll just put it this way, you could find us really easy. You know what I'm saying? And my black friends, and look at, I didn't call them my black friends. I called them my friends. But I'll say this for the sake of the commentary. So my black friends would always say to me, why did you get here so early? What do you mean? Dude, black people are notoriously late. Right? These things don't start on time, and they won't end on time either. And I never really chalked it up to anything other than just people are late, right? Especially here in California. I grew up on the East Coast. My joke was always that in Boston, if you had a 5 o'clock meeting or 3 o'clock meeting, it wasn't 3 o'clock-ish. You got there a few minutes before 3, and the meeting started at 3 o'clock. Everybody got in the room at 3 o'clock. In California, 3:05, 3:11, 3:07, you're running a few minutes behind, not a big deal. I always got a kick out of all that. But it never, I could be, can somebody tell me? What happens? A black or Hispanic guy comes in the room late and you go, yeah, you know what? They're all like that. How many of you do that? You know, maybe I'm in a different world. Another thing that shows your white privilege, let's see. I'm not made acutely aware that my shape, bearing, or body odor will be, oh, that's what I was on before, and Tammy almost lost it, will be taken as a reflection of my race. So what? Smelly people are filling a blank for me, because I don't get it. You know, where I grew up, smelly people were Italians, right? Because we were all Italians. We were all sweating like, yeah, you know, as she said, you know, the garlic starts to come out of your pores after a while. I mean, seriously. I can enroll in a class at college and be sure that the majority of my professors will be of my race. Wink, wink. Seriously? I don't know that. Who goes looking for that? And it goes back to what I've always said before in the past. Who cares? Who cares what color you are? Can you get the job done? That's the question. Can you get the job done? Can I be taught properly? What are you doing for me, or not doing for me, for that matter? At the end of the quiz, students were also made aware of other forms of privilege, such as gender, sexual orientation, class, and religion, as well as asked to determine or define any more types they can think of. So apparently, if you're an older white male Christian, and you've got a few bucks in your pocket, well, hey, you've hit the big time, buddy. Because last I checked, I was an older white male Christian. No, I don't identify as a male. I am a male Christian white guy. So why don't we live in a $5 million home? I don't get it. Where's all my this white privilege I'm supposed to have take part of? To earn the extra credit, students were told to also answer a series of questions given to them by the professor. Were you surprised by your score, or did it confirm what you already knew? Why is privilege normally invisible, and what does it feel like to make it visible? Do you think this exercise is different from white students than for colored students? Or students of color, excuse me. Yeah, which is a term I thought we stopped using a long time ago, but apparently not. Let's see. Oh, for black students, then for Asian students, or Indian students, or Latino students? You know what happened to us all being one group? Seriously. They come up with more. You know, think about this. If you do, if you break things out the way you want, they want you to break they want you to break these things out. So now you have Asian, Indian, Latino, right? And let's just stay with those three. So then you have Asian, gender nonconforming, gender neutral, gender fluid, right? Or transgender, or transitioning, or gay Asian. Think about all the identifiers they want you to use. Talk about confusing things. Talk about making things harder than they actually have to be. Asked about the offer, Professor Elliott told the College Fix via email that it's a legitimate way to help students see things from multiple perspectives. Not really, because you're only giving them one. You want them to see things from a white privilege perspective. Only through processes that allow us to share intersubjectivity. They're making these words up as they go, I'm telling you. Weigh all of our perspectives according to the amount of shareable empirical evidence can we approximate an objective understanding of our society. It may never be perfect, she said. In fact, I am sure we will always be improving, but it's a better response if we are truly seekers of what is true. But see, to take a famous line out of, Jesus Christ Superstar? We all have truths. Are mine the same as yours? Well, apparently not. They have truths that they believe to be truths without any, you know, that's the other thing. They beat on people like us. They beat on people like me. They beat on conservatives to be scientifically correct, to make sure that what we come up with backs up with science, okay, that can be backed up with science. They can't do that, and they're okay with it. They can't do it. They're willing to accept it. Come on, think about it. The professor added that the exercise asks my students to step out of their subjectivity and extend their understanding and begin to be conscious, to be a conscious part of understanding, and hence gaining more power and agency to affect change. And I just used all this psychobabble just to make you feel bad about yourselves. Think about it. That's exactly what she's saying at this point. Now, San Diego State University College Republicans President Brandon Jones said the assignment is divisive, at the least. This is another attempt by the left and a Professor Elliott to divide America. Okay? I mean, I see it that way, too. There's more divisiveness going on with these tests, with these comments, with these classes, than there is unity of pulling us together, because you're showing, or you're stating, you're not proving anything, but you're stating that white privilege exists because, fill in the blank. Right? I mean, seriously. So I wonder what she would do if I filled a classroom, one of her social justice classes, with African-Americans, I'm using their terms, by the way, African-Americans, Hispanics, whites, Asians, right, Indians, put them all in the same room, Pakistanis, all that are at the same level, all of them that despite their skin color, height, weight, size, conversation, whether they have speech impediments or not, whether they have gray hair or brown hair, wouldn't it be great to fill up a room with all those people that, quote-unquote, made it, that are living decent lives, making decent paychecks, and find out what the common denominator is, which is probably hard work, lack of self-pity. What do you think? No, seriously. Boy, would that freak them out, right? Because I'm not a scientist. I'm not a psychobabblist. It would just be plain, simple truth in one room with all these people. God forbid. Wouldn't it? I mean, it would really make their eyeballs pop and explode, wouldn't it? See, we so overthink things. We have made this a real problem. I don't believe it's as bad as they say it is. But we have made, we have allowed them to make, for all intents and purposes, this a big problem. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll finish up some of these stories when we come back from the break. Next hour, the whole hour is going to be about Trump's speeches. So don't go far, because I guarantee you we're going to have a lot of fun with it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, that you're in the chat room, you're texting me, you're sending me information during the show. Now, I can't read it all because, you know what, I'm not as smart as you might think I am. I do the best I can with the little resources I have, mentally and physically. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What did I do? Did I lose volume here? Ah, there you go. So, the stories just are endless. These crazy stories, they never stop. And I guess thank God they don't stop or I wouldn't have a job, you know? But you look at this stuff and you have to say to yourself, This can't be real. It's got to be a joke. Somebody misreported it, right? So, on EAG News, they've got a story up there that says a school has to apologize after speaker references, you ready for this one? Abortion, sex trafficking, and more in a Constitution Day visit. So, Grapevine, Texas, a Texas middle school is apologizing to parents after actress Janine Turner distributed materials that included references to abortion, sex trafficking during a presentation about the U.S. Constitution. Now, Turner, a Texas actress known for her roles in Friday Night Lights and Northern Exposure, visited Eubanks Intermediate School for Constitution Day last week, and she led a discussion with fifth and sixth graders about the U.S. Constitution and patriotism. Now, the program itself was great as she talked about the love for country and being a good citizen. The Carroll School District spokesman, Julie Dannon, looks like, told a news site it was until later that we started getting calls and seeing social media postings about material the speaker passed out to the children. Now, turning heads, the nonpartisan, nonprofit Constituting America, which arms the boost civic engagement and knowledge about the U.S. Constitution, she submitted the materials for her presentation to school officials well in advance and received their approval. Now, the documents discuss legislation like the No Child Left Behind Act, Affordable Care Act, and justice for victims of trafficking. Examples of legislation Turner cites in her petition to Congress to limit the size of bills so average Americans can understand what they do. Now, she briefly explained how the lack of transparency and complex legalese stalled the trafficking bill when Democrats discovered language that would have limited funding for abortions. Parents complained and posted about the materials online, prompting district officials to issue a public apology. These aren't the topics we typically talk about with fifth and sixth graders. Bullpuckies! Are you guys serious? I don't think you're telling the truth. How do you like that? These are topics you typically talk about with fifth and sixth graders. I've seen the materials that you're putting out there. She alleged the district officials believe the materials Turner submitted in advance of the presentation were for reference only and wouldn't be handed out to students. Why wouldn't they say that then? I'm just curious. Officials thought Turner would discuss only the Constitution and a student compete and a student competition involving Constitutional America. Turner told the Morning News that she would have altered her presentation if school officials had raised any issues. She said the last thing I'd ever want to do is disappoint the school system or to disappoint a child or a parent. She said, I'm very disappointed that no one in the district in the 5 days they've been dealing with this has reached out to me, she said, and she only learned about the controversy online. And that's usually how it goes. You know, again, if this was the left, if this was an argument or a problem or an issue with somebody on the left, this would be a total different conversation. Now, regardless, some locals like defense attorney Buddy Lewis, a former school board member, continue to insist that Turner's presentation is part of a dubious conservative plot to infiltrate public schools and affect students with political agendas. Because we never see the left do that, right, buddy? Seriously. This is the difference in ideology. This is because they so believe that everything they think is right. You know, what was it that in some of the high schools, that teen magazine was handed out that had explicit instructions on anal sex. That was okay, though. Right, buddy? Right? The left, the push for socialism, the push for communism, why it's better. That's being pushed into schools. Buddy, that's not a push from the left? How to get their foot in the door, he says. It's, you know, they let a nice little actress, right? Think about that. Talk about being condescending towards a woman. Where are the feminists? Why aren't you supporting her? Why aren't you protecting... Oh, she's conservative. Never mind. After saying that it's a part of a dubious conservative plot to infiltrate public schools, and he says this is how they get the foot in the door. They let a nice little actress from Texas talking in a school about the Constitution. How could you turn that down? But then she puts her conservative slant on it. I would say, from what I've studied anyway, buddy, that the Constitution is a conservative document. That the people who wrote it were very much conservative. The controversy, ironically, is brewing as a new poll finds that college students have a very weak understanding of the Constitution, and many are willing to use violence to silence those who espouse offensive or hard... So here's the deal. I wonder if they don't know anything about the Constitution or very little, and then they say something that's against the Constitution, or somebody tells them what the Constitution says, I wonder how that works out for them. I wonder how that plays out for them, right? Oh, it's got to be sad and frustrating. She's talking about overreach of Congress, She's talking about overreach by the government, as it says in the Constitution, and they're having a heart attack about it, right? And you heard at the end of that commentary that college students believe that violence is an okay thing. Isn't that funny? When they feel, they just simply, God, here we go. They simply have to feel threatened by something a conservative does on campus. Just threatened. And they want you thrown off campus, right? They just have to feel that the sign that you bring on that's pro-life is threatening to them. They want you off campus. You want to talk about freedom of speech and talk about our founding fathers and how they want the freedom of speech, they want you thrown off campus. Okay, because you're a threat to them. They need to be able to go to their safe room. Yet they can actually perform acts of violence. They can engage in acts of violence, and that's okay. Because they're just expressing themselves. That's a freedom they have. Well, you know, I got news for you. You don't have a freedom to destroy other people's property. Absolutely none. Nowhere. Nowhere in the Constitution does it give you that right. That pesky little Constitution that got in Obama's way, too. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. We're going to have some fun with it. I'm going to have some fun with it. I don't know about you guys. New poll out. This is 1 in 5 college students think that violence is justified to end hurtful words. Is that from both sides, though? That's my curiosity. So if you use words to hurt me, can I pound on you? Can I use violence against you? Or does it only go one way? And this is not self-defense. They're not talking about violence for self-defense. You call somebody fat or ugly or whatever. See, I've been called by those people on the left that claim they want everybody they want equality for all. I've been called some nasty names by them. Can I hit them? According to this article, that would be perfectly acceptable. The problem is I'm not on the right side of the aisle. Now, a recent survey of college students revealed that many do not fundamentally understand the U.S. Constitution, and they're willing to use violence to attack free speech that they find offensive. So free speech isn't quite free speech unless it lines up with what they believe free speech should be. That shouldn't be confusing at all. University of California at Los Angeles professor John Villasnor in August surveyed 1,500 undergrad students at four-year universities about their thoughts and understanding on the Constitution, protective free speech rights, and responses, he said, were chilling. Many of Villanor's questions were designed to gauge students' understanding of the First Amendment. Colleges, after all, pay a lot of lip service to the freedom of speech despite high-profile examples, especially of them squelching freedom of speech. Rampel wrote that the survey suggests that this might not be due to hypocrisy so much as it is about a misunderstanding of what the First Amendment actually entails, which I totally believe. Would have an easy time believing, because about half of the women surveyed incorrectly that the First Amendment does not protect hate speech. Let me read that again. About half of the women surveyed believed incorrectly that the First Amendment does not protect hate speech, while more than half of all respondents either agreed or did not know. The survey also asked a public university invited a very controversial speaker to an on-campus event. The speaker is known for making offensive and hurtful statements. A student group proposed the speaker disrupts the speech by loudly and repeatedly shouting so that the audience cannot hear the speaker. Do you agree or disagree that the student group's actions are acceptable? Over 51% of the people responded said that their actions were acceptable. And the strongest agreement came from Democrats. But they believe in freedom of speech, I guess, I think. So they say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. This is just troubling to no end. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, we're just going to talk about Trump's speech. We're going to talk about how they've forgotten what other presidents have to say. They talk about how nasty Trump's speech was today. But I think they're going to be surprised to hear the words of some of their other presidents that they were so in love with, that they cared about so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.